can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for June 19th, 2024. This is episode 93.
Hello, my queen, Dame TJ the Wrathful.
Oh, okay. Well, hello, my love, Sir Brian with a guy. I mean, I of the Lone Star
okay,
State.
Whatever, dude. Cut it.
Well, as you are well aware, there's no Curry and the Keeper this week, so I thought maybe we should do a best of. How do you feel about that?
Hey, yeah, let's do another collab.
Yes, collabs are key. All right, well, how do you think we should start?
You know, you filled the donut so well. Let's start with Tina filling the donut, or trying to.
That was my idea as well. It is kind of boo-boo, so let's go ahead and hit it.
Why haven't I ever started this podcast?
Can you fill the donut?
Can I fill the donut?
Yeah, so it's like Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper, then you got to say...
That's it. Hello,
No. Then you have to say Curry and the Keeper for August 30th, 2023, episode 54. Curry and the Keeper. Boom. That's filling the donut.
And then I go, hello, my king.
Here, let's test it. Here we go. Here, let's see if you can do it.
Oh, wait.
No, I'll tell you. It's Curry and the Keeper, August 30th, 2023, episode 54. Can you remember that? Curry and the Keeper, August 30th, 2023, episode 54. Okay. After this, Curry and the Keeper. Ready to go? Here we go.
Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper for today, August 30th, 2023, episode 54.
You blew over the donut. You totally ruined the donut. You didn't fit in the hole.
Oh, well, I didn't have any practice. You're mean.
It's going to be so disappointing when Brian puts a lot of effort into something that I'm just not going to use.
Yes.
Because that's how it goes. I see I've made a terrible mistake.
What?
I did not bring the wine bottle into the studio.
Yeah, you probably need to get that.
Being a version of Lucy and Ricky.
I like Sherry. And the thing that I love more than anything is when we laugh together.
Yeah.
And we laugh a lot. And this is just another avenue that we can share.
A day without laughter is a day not lived, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Really?
Did you come up with that?
No, but okay. I remembered it from a long time ago.
What else you got on your list there, doll?
Dog. Well, I was...
I said doll. Dog.
Oh, I thought you said dog.
I burnt my hair.
I actually spit in Sarah's face today.
Because usually she's dragging ass. The dog drags ass. She's just the slowest dog ever. You were going to shoot dogs?
Shoot him. Shoot anybody. I don't know. Who knows? That's why I was being very careful. I wasn't armed the last time. This guy's throwing rocks at his dog. Who knows what he's going to do?
We had retarded broccoli.
One minor note.
Yeah.
For both Julie and for Brian.
Yeah.
And of course, I love them both dearly. As cork soakers, they are both full-fledged cork soakers.
Yes, they are cork soakers.
I don't understand why they still left the lid up.
Oh, and you hear it? Brian did that too?
I think it was Julie.
Oh.
I think it was Julie. But I don't...
Oh, Julie, I got reprimanded on our second date for that, just so you know.
No, we've talked about it. That's the whole thing. They should know. They should know. They've listened to the show.
Yeah, because Peggy knows. Peggy's like, oh, I think I left the lid up.
Peggy definitely left the lid up.
Keep the lid down.
So we talked about that last show where Adam was like, somebody left the lid up, and I think
it was totally Julie.
And you put it in the show notes, and apparently she looks at the show notes before she listens to the show, and she goes, I'm so nervous. I see that in the show notes. Did I go to the bathroom and not flush the toilet? She was so worried.
I love the trauma that I create.
Right.
I'm so proud of myself. Friends. I have an 800 credit score and I can traumatize women with a single idea.
Anyway, thank you, Brian.
Oh, that's very funny.
Glad you redeemed yourself. Yelled at me on our third date.
It's not true.
Yes, you did.
No,
you go, listen, the rule around here, babe, is you put the toilet seat down.
If we all put the toilet seat down, there's never an argument about who left it up.
That's what I said.
By the way, it's a podcast. So if I have snot dripping out of my nose, you don't have to motion to me like there's snot coming out of your nose because I know it, but no one sees it on camera.
Get a Kleenex because I'm looking right at you. Just so you get a visual.
So I'm like reading off the spreadsheet, and Tina's like, you got a little bit of a snot coming out of your nose. Dude, I know. We're in the trenches here, okay? You don't need to, like, wow.
I'm looking at it like, is it going to roll into your mouth?
I'm going to throw this at you. Do you want to tell everyone who Teresa is?
Teresa is one of my dearest friends. We've been friends for 35 years. We met when we both worked at the bank.
You know, you were the terror twins. You were trouble.
We were good girls.
No, you weren't. You were so I'm listening, cork soakers, let me tell you. So I'm sitting at this table. They're talking good times, right? Hey, remember those guys we convinced were stewardesses or what? You're making up all these horrible stories. You're exactly what men are worried about, believe me. Oh, she lied to me, man. You give out fake phone numbers probably too. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, we had a good time. So, yes.
I love Teresa. I know. She's very funny.
She's family. She's like my sister.
And then I got really tired. And I was like, oh, I need to lay down. But I couldn't because Teresa was in my spot. Oh. I'm just kidding, Teresa. I'm just messing with you. So this is from Gerard, just one of the No Agenda producers. Mm-hmm. And he says, Adam, glad you're feeling better. I listened to some Keeper Pods. So I'm already like, Keeper Pods.
Keeper Pods, show title.
Keeper Pod. It almost sounds like a sanitary napkin. Keeper Pods.
How do you get that, Adam? It's not pad.
I don't know.
It's pod.
Pods. I'm sorry. Keeper.
Whatever, dude. Probably my most embarrassing moment, but funny at the same time. So when I moved to Austin in 2014 and I had my own little apartment, really in a brand new building. And so, you know, I wanted to just make sure it was nice. And so I went to Target and I bought a little succulent plant in a glass container. And diligently, I watered that plant when we were moving.
It looked great, to be honest. It always looked great.
And so I was moving out of that apartment, moving into a new apartment. My daughter, Elise, was helping me move, and she dropped it, and it rolled under the car, and I was really mad at her. I'm like, oh, be careful with my plant. Moved into my apartment, which I affectionately called Hogwarts. That's when we met.
Right.
I lived at Hogwarts. And then I moved into another apartment, and I was hanging the plant up, and I'm looking at this plant that I took care of.
Nurtured.
Took care of for 3 years. And I'm looking at it, the one that I watered, and I realized it was a plastic succulent. The f-ing thing was plastic.
Where did the water go?
I don't know. I watered the thing. And my sisters think that is the, and my daughters.
No, pretty much everybody thinks that's the funniest story.
I even shared that. I did this retreat with David Sutcliffe, back in November. And before I had to get up and kind of pour my heart out, I started with that story to make everybody laugh. So they thought it was pretty humorous. So yeah. Yeah. That's my story.
Good story.
Thing was plastic. I had no idea. And I never stopped to think, like, why is this thing not growing? I've never had a speeding ticket ever. No. And I've only been pulled over once. And I think that was in.
What do you mean? You were pulled over here right in front of the school. What are you talking about? You flashed your boobs like, I'm sorry, Ossifer.
No, I've only been pulled over three times. Yeah, so we went to the town highlight of the Vaudeville holiday party.
You were drunk before we got in.
I was not.
I had to go. So, we had to leave
wait
early.
A minute.
You were like, I'm tipsy.
I was not.
And it gave me such gas. My whole pelvis was like,
seriously?
You went to the bathroom. I went right out on the porch and like let one rip. Oh,
God. I don't need to know this. You're ruining my image of you in my head.
Oh, baby. Listen, I don't think about when you toot, okay? I know you do it. I know you fly around the room when I'm not looking. I think I need emergency surgery.
I know. You're like, should I go to the ER? I go, dude, you're constipated. Drink some smooth move.
You literally said,
got McDonald's.
Yeah, you literally said, if you want to poop quick, just pick up a McDonald's. And I did. And boy, you were right.
I know. You texted me from the bathroom. Yes, it's working. Good suggestion.
It's only because I didn't want you to think that I'd passed out there and died on the pot like Elvis.
And then the guy, Paul, who services our septic tank, and Adam's really good friends with him now. And so I'm looking out by our driveway and I'm like, who is this guy? He's looking at our generator and I walk out and I go, I go, hello? He goes, yeah, I'm Paul. He goes, I'm waiting for Adam. He's in the can.
And you know, you're going to get like a really bad Tiffany wallet. That's what's going to happen with the green one, the wrong color. You're going to get the wrong ring. Everything's going to be wrong. But okay, go ahead. Risk it. Risk it, risk it, risk it.
So I got yelled at. Stop buying me Christmas presents.
Yeah, because it's stressing me out. I can only think two things I have for you. Two.
Because there's nothing under the tree for me. It's all for Adam. But babe, you got your mouth jackhammered.
I know, but that has nothing. But by Christmas time, you'll have forgotten about my mouth. You'd be like, "Where's my present?
I'll be like,
where's
my present?
What is this? What is this? Is all I get?"
So I had to calm him down. I had to send him a link and show him.
Thank you,
and I was
God,
right
God,
over
I
his have... shoulder while he ordered them.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
It was
no,
on your
no,
screen.
No, let me tell you what happened. So you send me this link, and I know that you wanted the gold colored ones, and the link comes through as silver, and so I had to say, it came through as silver. Do you want gold? And you say yes. Okay.
And I came over and stood right by you, and you selected the gold. You put purchase.
No, I did not. You went away, and then in the evening you said, "Did you buy that?" And I said, "You are really the worst person." It's like you walk. I mean, next time, why don't you just hold my hand and click the mouse button so we make sure I purchase the right thing?
Babe, you asked me which color and you invited me over and I was looking on your screen. Oh, here we go.
Shh, Annette, I need some help, Annette, could you please help me out?
Part of the story was that MTV, they instead of just asking me for MTV.com to have it back after they said they weren't interested and go ahead, do whatever you want, they sued me over it.
Yeah.
And conversely, Lisa Marie had called because I had Elvis.com along with a couple others like Curry.com and Clambumping.com.
Oh, talk about that.
Right. So the girls called, one of the girls, his ladies, calls me from the office. And says, "Hey, you good? Next Tuesday." That was called a week ahead of time. Next Tuesday, yeah, that's great. And then as I hang up, I'm like, "Did she say 10:40 or 11:40? Because I have 11:40." I call back. I get like the head lady. "Hey, Adam, how you doing? I just checking. Is it 11:40? Oh, yes, it's 11:40. So you and Dr. Mitch can talk as long as you want, because the last time you were here talking about airplanes and the whole day got pushed back, and we love you and we know Dr. Mitch loves talking to you, but we have to schedule you at before lunchtime so he can chat with you as long, because we can't be ruining our schedule for the day." I don't even know if he knows that. I'm going to tell him about
like
it.
You're like two hilarious gossip girls.
We are like, look at my panel. Look at the panel on the plane. Wow, that's
nerds.
Cool, man. Let me show what I'm flying.
Speaking of the holidays.
Yes.
Tomorrow
is Thanksgiving, and we have a number of misfits dropping by, I'm
we
sure.
We do. We okay. have Allison.
All
He's
right.
Coming.
Allison coming for another bite.
Yes.
We'll put the muzzle on Phoebe. Oh, we'll right. put the muzzle on her.
Yes, put because Phoebe, on. That was the first person that Phoebe met was Allison.
Drew blood. I'm going to put the muzzle on Phoebe tomorrow.
And then my friend Dale's coming, and Dale was the one that wrote me the song for my birthday saying pretty much how miserable I am.
Yeah, you're a horrible person.
And then, of course, my BFF, Brian, he's coming.
You know, okay. Brian.
Oh, yes, I have some things to say.
Here's what's interesting.
Yes.
I've noticed... that you have a particular laugh that you only use when you're laughing about or with Brian.
He's funny. He cracks me up.
You know, Dale said grace, which was really nice. And we all held hands. And, you know, we have different denominations and everything is there. So it was great. But what I like the most is we all know each other and are comfortable enough with each other that we can give each other just like family does.
Yeah.
And so it felt very much like family. Well, I got all kinds of hemp treats for her. By the way.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Because I just remember I still have THC gummies in the fridge.
Yeah.
You ate my gummies.
I know.
Brian has sent me a bag of dicks, which is pretty funny, actually. It's a bag of penis gummies. And you know, like, and I like a nice gummy from time to time. So I open up. I had it. Now, it's a little difficult with my...
I'm sick, man.
T scenario. So I have like one... I'm kind of like a cat that's eating chewing gum. You know, and but it tastes good.
And I came home and like...
No, you were doing the show on Sunday.
I literally had 3 gummies and you ate the whole bag.
I know. There wasn't that many. There was like maybe 15
like a
in
crack
there.
Addict. 15 bull... It was a full bag minus 3. Minus 3.
Well, I had a weak moment because I was sick.
It's my
and I missed
gummies.
Church again.
It's my penises. And right? I was, my dicks.
And I was... And I opened the cabinet and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to try a few of these. And so I took a few. I'm eating these ridiculous shaped
gummies.
Didn't even
leave me one for the taste.
So
man.
I went, I had a few and I was like, wow, these are pretty fresh. These are good. I went and got some more. I'm like, wow, eh, he won't miss them. I'll just finish them off. Aside from the little gummy candy incident that I had. That's the only.
I don't. Did we talk about this?
We talked we about it. Yes, because you. Yes, you said that.
Yeah,
I.
You ate my bag of dicks.
Yes.
That's almost like you knocked my block off. Remember Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
Yes.
Now it's you ate my bag of dicks. It's a new
it
version.
Was so strange because I mean, considering the shape of them, I didn't care. They were just so fresh. They were good. But you know, they do refer to me as gummy candy Tina. In the 7th, I have been referred to as gummy candy
Tina
because I confess to eating your penis shaped gummies.
And not even thinking of replacing them or anything like that.
I don't
that.
Know. I don't know where Brian got them.
Your BFF. You could text him, say, hello, I need to replace my husband's dicks.
Okay, guess what you're getting for Valentine's Day?
Oh, darling, thank you so much. The love is thick.
She offered to feature my blog post about doing the boot camp 75 hard. And so I just outlined
with a
it.
Sexy ass picture of you. I might add, I'm kind did I approve that?
I didn't know you had to.
Cause you know, it's like, you could fantasize about this picture.
Aw.
You do realize you're smoking hot, right? This is something that you realize. I don't have to actually explain this to you every single time.
You're very sweet, baby. Thank you.
It's the truth.
Right thing for you to say.
It's the truth. Adam, you have no idea how many parents ask me to train their dog to find drugs.
I know.
And I went... Yeah, I would like that too because I often misplace my drugs. Could you please?
Did you say that
yes,
too?
Of course. You know me. And then he immediately had a little wink to you.
To this day, when I get around certain individuals, I want to know more about them. What makes them tick? Why do you have peace? Why do you have patience in this crazy world? Why are you so kind? Why? How can you be gentle when there's road rage to be had? How can you be gentle when you're driving? That is the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you.
That was for you. I know it 100%. I heard him in his mind go, let me mess with Tina now for a second. Hold on. When there's road rage to be had.
We have people who help us and clean the house, and they're not that great. We've had some issues.
Right. So
Adam reached out to one of the owners of one of the really nice restaurants here in Fredericksburg to ask him if he had any recommendations.
So Richard, by the way, best name in the universe. If you're running an upscale restaurant,
yes.
Hello, I'm Richard.
Yes, and he is a handsome man.
Another, you know, we should introduce him to.
He's got a husband. Or
Zach.
He's got a husband. Richard's got a husband. No.
Just kidding. So I said, hey, Richard, weird question. Because, you know, I have a relationship with Richard. Yes. I can text him about this stuff. We're looking for a real house cleaner or service, one that actually cleans stuff well. These B&B teams just don't cut it. He says, ha ha. It is quite impossible. Mine is a drunk that brings her dog with her to work. We don't even have a dog and we find bones under the sofa. But she doesn't steal. It's the best we can do. Imagine. And so finally I said, Kathy, it's just you, man. It's your personality. It's your whole character is all off. She doesn't like you at all. And so we were just joking about it. But then this customer came in with like a pink tracksuit and she went right away, hi dog, brr, brr, brr. And Phoebe's like, oh that's nice. I was like, how does that work? I mean, it was a very aggressive move. I'm like, wow, okay. I was literally saying, I can't believe that she's okay with what you're doing here, because normally she's backed off, she's skittish, she might even make a noise. No. So
wow.
I don't know what
maybe
it is.
She liked her pink tracksuit.
Well, the lady
was a juicy suit, you said,
no,
right?
No, it was not juicy couture. But it could have been. It was But
did it have Juicy on the butt?
No, it did not. I didn't look at her butt.
It was like the email that you sent earlier today to somebody when you said, thanks, say ho to your mom. And I'm copied on it because she said, he said, this is Addison from Abel's, right? And so Addison says, you know, my mom loves Currying the Keeper. I hit her in the mouth a while back and she tells me almost every time we talk how much she enjoys it. So Adam says, thanks. Say ho to your mom. Say ho.
Say so, hey, say ho. So, all the ladies say ho.
So I emailed him back. I go, love that your mom loves Currying the Keeper. My producer meant to say, oh, say hi to your mom.
And you wonder.
Not ho to your mom.
And you wonder why I am the way I am. Your producer.
Yeah, met a few Currying the Keeper fans, including Dirty Jersey Whore.
Oh, man, the Dirty Jersey. Isn't he awesome?
Yeah, he was great. I didn't picture him like that.
He's 8 feet tall, 250 pounds, you know.
Yeah.
Beard, bald, fantastic.
And then a guy named Bubba came up to me. You were away from the table. He goes, hey, I just want to let you know that I like your show.
Your show.
He goes, that producer of yours is pretty good. I like your show.
Now that your producer left the table, let me approach you.
And then Adam, Mr.
Robot, Adam.
Yes, he came up to me and told me he liked being a cork soaker.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool that so many people listen to our show.
This is what I told you. I always say, you have no idea. You're a celebrity. You can't help it now. And then I make the biggest faux pas in my life. So I said,
oh, that's right. I have that up.
So I said, hey, you want something to drink? And Weldon, so he's fasting for 72 hours, 36 hours.
36 hours. That's nothing.
But he was drinking whiskey, but whiskey doesn't count. He brought whiskey in a glass.
Oh, he was drinking.
He walked in with the glass, with whiskey in the glass.
I didn't know that was in his glass.
Yes, that was his glass with whiskey. I'm good. And so Annalise and Amber said, yeah, I have a little glass of wine. So I'm pouring it and we're chatting. I'm drinking wine and we're just chatting. And all of a sudden I'm like, holy crap, Anne, did I just take your wine after I poured it for you? She said, yes. So why did you say something to me?
She didn't say anything.
She didn't say anything. Like, oh my God, I'm such a douchebag. I didn't realize what had happened. I felt so stupid. It was really cringe.
She didn't say anything. You're just drinking her wine. Nah, she's so gracious.
I'm better now.
Drink some more wine, dude.
I'm better now.
I know, babe.
Here's the funniest story of all. So our friends Rob and Tiffany. So we're supposed to go to Switzerland.
Yes,
to Switzerland.
Yes.
That's what we're supposed to do.
You ruined it, yes.
I did. They for her birthday in January, they have a chalet with a chef and, you know, staff.
Yeah, beautiful.
And come on out. It's going to be a couple friends of theirs.
And I was so honored that we were included in that friend group.
Totally,
yeah,
totally.
Because we really love them.
So I'm looking. I said, babe, it's going to be a couple weeks into the first surgery. I don't know. I'm going to have to be kind of under observation. If something happened, you know, these sutures have to come out because they're not self-dissolving for all kinds of reasons, because they're great. I don't feel comfortable being away from, you know, Hollywood and Mav. In case something happens,
Hollywood and Mav. Show title.
in case something happens.
Yeah, so, you don't want to be in another country.
So she says, well, you got to tell him.
Yeah, I was like, well, it's your mouth.
So I call up Rob. I said, hey, man, how you doing? You know, we're chatting. I said, oh, man, I got to tell you what's going on with my mouth. And I go through this whole thing that I just explained. And then I say, so this kind of sucks. It's kind of bad news because I really don't feel, I mean, we can't come to Switzerland because I have to be kind of close to the team here in case something happens. She says, oh, man. I thought you were going to ask me to donate bone or something. He literally thought that I was going to ask him to donate bone.
And then he said, his mom or his dad needed a kidney. And Tiffany told him, no, you're not giving up your kidney. So I'm sure if you were asking for bone, she'd be like, nope, you're not giving up your bone.
Screw that guy.
That's funny.
That was so funny, man. I love that so much.
So when are you taking me up?
Coming out of him.
When are we going?
You didn't want to go in this kind of plane. You said you don't like getting in over the wing.
Oh, is it over? You got to get in over the wing?
Well, that's where the door is.
Oh.
Yes, it's just, well, it's just
sounds,
one step.
Sounds luxurious. It's sounds like Snoopy plane. Is that what it is?
No! Oh.
Is there a closed cockpit?
Yes, it's okay. Closed. It has air conditioning. It has Bluetooth. You can listen to your music. You can text Brian in the back if you want. Like, well, this is no fun. There's not even a lavatory.
Oh, there's no bathroom?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness. Is there a place to put your luggage?
Yes. Oh, okay. It does have a luggage right. compartment right. with a keyless entry system.
Okay. Beep, I can't beep. Wait to see this. I'm yeah. working my ass off.
Literally. I mean, but the cool thing is your ass is like going pop. that thing going pop. I seen it.
You're so funny.
Now, there's a couple other things we have to talk about. Now, we had a fun conversation about that. Was that this morning? Darling, could you please sing the opening track? Tina thinks that she knows the track. Can you just sing
no,
that for me?
No, I am not singing
oh,
it.
Oh, come on. Because this morning no. she's like, here's how you do it. Living up in a down world. Yes. Okay, sing it and then I'll play it.
I'm not gonna sing it.
Oh, you're so weak right now.
I'm not gonna do. You're putting me on the spot.
Because you're like, this is how, I'm not bad. I'm not a bad singer. No, you're not a bad singer. You just don't know the melody. You do this with songs. You know, by the way, you know every single lyric note to man. I will give you that hands down. But just sing, is it?
I'm not singing
living
it.
Living up in a down world. And you go, living up in a down world. We were. Let me just play it for a second so you can hear it. See, this is it. See, this part we all know. Now I'll do the Tina sing along. Living up in a down world.
That is not true. That is so not true.
It's like, whoa, man. And now you're still pretending like we don't do cards. We do cards and you forgot. Just admit it. Admit it.
The Cardmeister.
You are, and cards are your love language. You
I
want
know,
a card from everybody.
I know words of affirmation is my love language. So imagine my look on my face when I was like, oh no.
Cards?
I don't have a card for you.
And you didn't even like get me a shitty card later.
No.
Not even like a makeup card. And he brought me a nice bottle of Argelet. So I'm very, very happy. It's exactly what I wanted for
yes.
the show. Oh, even though we have dozens of bottles of great
no,
stuff to drink.
No, that is not true. You've been sucking it down. You even sucked down the Lovapalooza bottle yesterday.
I did.
Which is the one that Brian gave us when we went to Charleston.
Did you notice that I kept the bottle, though? I couldn't bring myself to toss the
bottle.
I know,
I tossed it. Sorry, Brian. He was talking about his date who ended up, he only saw her from the neck up. And then when he finally met her, she was
on the dating app.
She was not quite represented the way that he thought she was.
That's like my first Tinder date was 4'9".
She keeps getting shorter every time you tell this story.
She literally came in out of one of those cars, the clown cars. No. Fiat 500, with a whole bunch of people I rolled out.
Keep this story, just keeps changing. She keeps getting shorter.
She was short.
Pretty
she was
soon
really,
she's
really.
Gonna be
she
like,
was
she's
half
be a little
my
person.
Size. She was half my size.
She's gonna be a little person.
Let's just put it this way. She could have easily gone to the Game of Thrones audition.
No. She easily. Wasn't a little person, was she?
Close. She was very, very, and not like tiny, just.
Yeah, people. Adam was on Tinder for a brief moment. For a brief moment.
But enough about last month.
Cheers. Amy, also known as Dame Dami. And Chris, also known as Baronet of the Sonoma Crush. And the coolest thing, I read their card, and they're having a baby girl in May.
Oh!
We love baby girls.
And they're going to name her Adam. I love it. Sweetbreads is testicles, is it not?
No, sweetbreads are like fried organs.
Well, what is testicles? Just testicles? Why did yak balls. That's what you want.
Nope.
Yak balls.
Nope.
Getting a whole bunch of cornstarch, just throw it into water. Like, please make paste.
No, it's
make paste.
It's flour. It's not cornstarch.
Whatever.
Yeah. You got like little balls
in
there.
I'm putting cornstarch in. No wonder my gravy's no good. So he was working with Tommy, and Matthew is, you know, born and raised Fredericksburg, you know, total. I mean, you could not be more redneck than Matthew. Even though he's, of course, a sweetheart of a guy.
Oh, really nice guy. Yeah. But he's leveling out the pole, and I'm watching him. I look at his arm. He's got this tattoo on his arm that is shockingly vulgar. That's all I can say.
And Tommy and I'm just
looking at it like, what the? That thing needs clothes on it. What? He needs a tattoo and some pants on that.
Tommy and I are looking at each other. We're looking at each other. I said, dude. And Tommy's like, oh my God. And then you go inside. Matthew, man, what are you doing? You got to put clothes on that thing, man. He was really embarrassed, though.
I know, because I looked out the window as he was putting his shirt on.
Yeah, he was really embarrassed about it.
Man, he really needs a tattoo.
We were busting his ass over that.
Let's just say I've never quite seen anything like it.
Right. So anyway, so the cement dries, and then... Now, here was a gross miscommunication.
Oh.
So now, it was going to be ready Monday morning. And so you have to understand how excited I'm about. This is like another piece of the puzzle of me becoming a full Texan. You got to have your flagpole with you. You know, I got my AR-15. I got all this stuff. I need the flagpole with your Texas flag. And so I'm super excited. But Monday was all flags have to be at half mast.
Right.
And you get called out, particularly in Fredericksburg, certainly by veterans if it's on a certain day where it should be half mast. And I was like, and this was National Firefighter Day. I was like, I don't want the first time I raise my flags to be half mast. This doesn't feel right. So I wait another day. Tuesday morning, you go off for your walk. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to put the flags up real quick.
I came in. I was in the bathroom.
But I was like, oh, I'm gonna go surprise Tina. I'm gonna put the flags up. Say, look, they're already up. They're already flying, because I was excited to have them flying. And we had some wind and everything, so they would flap in the wind. And then you come home, and then all I hear is, what are you doing with the flags? Oh, you ruined my moment.
Is that?
Now I practiced this. This is exactly the way. It's exactly how you sounded.
You're so mean to your wife.
You ruined my moment. I'm like, but this is my birthday present.
I did not say that.
You did.
I said you ruined my moment.
Yes.
I did not say
you were in the bathroom and you said, you ruined my moment.
I did not. I said, you ruined it. I wanted to film it. That's what I said. I wanted to film you raising your flags. That's what I said.
And it was all about you. No. It was my flag.
And then, so I film and he's like, wait a minute. Do I have the Texas flag right? No, it was upside down.
No. Wait, well, hold on a second. This is not how that went down. So you weren't all of a sudden all like happy again. No, you got that sourpuss face. And then you say, you can make it up to me by boiling eggs.
I said that.
Yep. And then when you came home, the eggs were not only boiled, they were peeled. They were peeled. The yolks had been extracted. I'd even waited with the egg whites to give them to the dog. Oh, yeah.
You did. Because because you ruined my moment.
Because I ruined your moment with my present. What is wrong with women? Women are weird. It makes no sense that
we're in the same building. I wanted to capture the memory. Okay.
So we got the memory.
Yeah. Well, we filmed the memory and then you realized you had the Texas flag upside down.
So why go bust me like that? What do you want to do when
you grow up?
Well,
I've been floating the idea of doing the rim to rim in the Grand Canyon. Hiking it.
You always got to follow rim to rim with Grand Canyon, for sure.
The way you looked at me. Speaking of Brian.
Oh, really? Do we have to speak of Brian?
I have to tell you this story. This is so funny. So Brian wants to, he's going to open up our merch store.
Oh, please. Yes. He's not going to do anything of the sort.
Yeah. He's already doing the challenge coins for Korean people. He's working on it.
Show me the money. Okay, Show me the challenge coins.
So Jake, who is in our 75 hard group, only guy, he's the guy in Hawaii. He's the submariner. And Jake messaged me on Instagram. He said, I can help out. You know, if Brian, I know how to get them, or I
with the produce merch? Them.
Yes, the challenge coins. And I said, well, can I give Brian your number? And he said, absolutely. So I gave Brian his number, and Jake is now Brian's vice BFF.
Oh, Jake, dude. If only I'm sorry, Jake, because I know Jake, if I had known, I would have thwarted this, because here's what's going to happen. You're going to be 20,000 leagues under the sea. And believe it or not, somehow Brian's DM is going to come through. Then you're going to come topside, and it's going to be bling, 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 bling. Your phone's going to be blowing up from Brian. So I'm sorry, brother. Well, if I had known, I would have stopped that right away.
But this is the funny part. So they're texting, and Brian screenshots it, and Jake goes, "You're gay, right?" Because I said it on the show.
Hey, wait, hold on a second. Now I feel bad. Maybe Jake was trying to hit on Brian.
No, Jake's married. He's got 4 kids.
Doesn't mean he's not gay.
No, don't say that, Jake. He doesn't mean it. That's mean.
I mean everything I say. I have no problem with Jake being gay.
But how about that? But he really thought Brian was gay.
I have no problem with Jake being gay with Brian at all.
I thought it was hysterical.
Now all of our gay listeners are rolling their eyes. I don't know. Like, what the
it's
hell?
Just a joke. It was just a joke. I just thought it was funny that Jake actually believed that. But Jake also said, Brian's a hoot. I said, yeah, he's definitely very
well. Now
funny.
I feel bad. Now it's actually sticking on Brian. I should pump the brakes.
Brian loves it. He loves it when we talk about him. He loves it. So anyway, I thought I thought that was hysterical. All the dairy you've been consuming because
I have so much gas I could power all of the European Union. Who needs Putin's gas? The left side of my pelvis is just. I was like, "What is this?
Need some Beano. You need some Beano.
I'm looking at my list for today, and I'm looking at this. I'm like, Beano. What is Beano? I can't remember why
you've
I wrote
never
down
even
Beano.
Heard of Beano.
No, I've never heard of
it
Beano.
It reduces gas.
When you say Pastor Jimmy and Annette, it doesn't sound right. It has
to be think Annette needs a title.
Yes, Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette or something. Thank you. So I'll take it on me. It was my fault that we didn't do the show because you went, do you want to do the show? And I was like,
well, we went out to dinner last night. We got home at 9 o'clock.
I was a bad producer. I should have said, no,
get in there.
We have to do this. Get in there. Get working, woman.
Yeah. But it was 9 o'clock and I knew you weren't going to be able to bring it. So I let you off the hook.
Oh my.
I let you off the hook.
Oh, thank you. I'm so grateful.
So it was a connect group. So they talked about all the different groups that you can get involved in, which I'm going to do, but I'm a little, got a lot on my plate right now. And, Pastor Jimmy called me over and he's like, Tina, he goes, I got an email from your friend, Peggy Leiden.
Oh, yeah.
And I said,
how cool
yes.
is this?
I said, I brought Peggy to a service a couple weeks ago. He goes, yes. He goes, she told me about the Curry and the Keeper podcast and that you talk about the Bridge Church. He goes, and I know who your husband is. I remember him from MTV with the big hair.
Thanks. There we go.
And he said, and he goes, and I was supposed to be doing something. He goes, and I was listening to the show and I was laughing.
Oh, he listened to the show. Right. Okay,
yes. And he goes, and I was laughing. It's so funny. And so we started in on this conversation and very lovely people, he and his wife Annette, and he said we have to get together and go out to dinner.
I'm looking
sometime.
Forward to it.
So yes, yeah, so I'm.
He's our age, right?
He's my age. Late 60s. Yeah. Okay. So
I'm the youngest of the group.
Yeah, you're the youngin. So, but yeah, so I mean, it was such a lovely conversation, yeah. And I really feel connected to the group.
So you told him that I watch, right?
Yes, I told him that you watch online and that you do your podcast on Sunday.
He always gives a shout out to the people watching online. Yeah. I always feel very special at that moment.
Yeah,
that's me and 7 other people.
So I really, really felt connected. But and another interesting thing happened to me the other night. I was kind of complaining that I don't have any friends here. Like, I have no friends.
That's funny. I wrote that down.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just talking about how, I mean, I have a lot of amazing friends in my life, but nobody lives here. My closest friend is in Austin, which is,
70 miles away.
Yeah. Which is Allison, but you know, and then there's Letty and, but I have no friends in Fredericksburg. We've been here for 15 months and it'd be nice to just have a friend that you could go out and have a drink with, you know, get away from the house.
Your husband, yes.
The house the and husband, the dog the and husbands, husband.
The husbands. And by the way, completely understand. Not that I have a whole bunch of friends here. It's interesting because you say, well, you have this and this. And I'm like.
But women
I think women friends are different than guy friends.
Yeah, women are different. Like, I wish I had just a girlfriend to walk with or whatever.
We need an intervention with you.
About what?
I'm very, very concerned at this point.
Oh, my mukbang videos.
So I decide to, I'm like, hey, I'm going to go sit up in the sun here this morning. It's nice. You know, we had 50 degrees this morning. By the time I go sit outside, it's like not quite 70. I'm going to sit in the sun and I'm just sitting there. I got, I don't know if I had a coffee or a joint or both. And I'm just sitting like, oh, okay, this is really nice. And and you're sitting on the porch, which is at least
30 feet away.
And I'm sitting.
It's a screen porch.
And I don't have my hearing aids in, but still I hear this. And three times I say, Tina, and I can see your face above your iPad and you're not, I say, are you watching mukbang videos? And it was grossing me out from 30 feet away without my hearing aids. These little Chinese chicks with their gloves on eating cake.
And their microphones clipped to their neck.
This was completely.
Here's the thing. I was watching it to send it to my sister Lisa.
You need an intervention. This is
Lisa's
crazy.
Lisa's addicted to it too.
Yeah, but what is the addiction?
I think because I can't have cake. I really do.
There's anime and then below that is mukbang. As far as I'm concerned, it's like, it was bizarre. I felt like, oh man. I mean, once in a while, a mukbang video, but in the morning, watching someone, a Chinese chick,
eat a cake.
And I say chick specifically for my next story, a Chinese chick.
Oh, goodness.
With a microphone clipped to her neck, eating a whipped cream cake with rubber gloves. Do you understand that there's something very sexually perverted and twisted about this?
No, it hasn't. You think of it that way. I don't think of it that way. I'm looking at like,
if it's
wow,
not sexual,
I really.
Then it's deviant.
No, it's I want to eat.
You want cake?
I want to eat the cake. Really, all it is.
But then when I gave you the opportunity to mukbang a cake, you wouldn't.
I know. I can't. I just know physically I can't. But I'm so intrigued by it. And my sister Lisa, I got her hooked on it too. So we're both hooked on it. Now I'm going to be a closet mukbanger.
No, you can be.
Now I know you're watching me. You're listening.
Listen,
I can't.
I respect your identity. I respect your choices. You can love whoever you want to love, baby, when it comes to food. I understand.
Okay,
you're a mukbanger. You're also a misogynist.
Oh, why? Jeez, what is a skewer, Tina, tonight?
You got to learn how to podcast.
Okay.
So I go to Bernie and I take my introduction flight and I meet everybody at the flight school. I'm very excited about this because I want to get back into aviation so I can fly us, at least me. We'll see if you ever want to come along. Because I'm done with it. I want to have that freedom again. So I'm going to get back into it. Want to get my instrument rating. Very excited. I come home and of course I'm jacked. I'm like, oh, it was so great. And, I said, that was really, really cool. You know, my instructor and her mom, her mom works there. And she says, what?
No, you go, my instructor is Amy. Blah, blah,
Amy
blah.
Lynn. Amy Lynn.
Yeah.
And he went, some chick. You're taking lessons from some chick. And then the next question is she cute?
All valid questions.
None of these are valid questions. That is you're a TERF.
A TERF?
I don't know. It just sounds cool. The trans-exclusionary radical female. I was like, wow. But here's the worst thing. Instead of me saying, which I should have said, was, but she's my daughter's age. Instead of saying that, I said, she's a 5'2". I don't know why I said that. Like, that somehow disqualifies her from being cute. I was just like, wow. You are quick to say some chick.
Well, babe. Well, okay. I'm just human, but
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you really have any fear or doubt about me and some chick?
No, I don't. But I think it's kind of good to have that in a relationship. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm protective of you. And I think I think that's a good thing. Yes.
The fact that I knew that you were going to do that before it happened was, I'm like, it's exactly what I expected it to happen.
I'm sorry. That's just who I am. You know? Oh, I'm sorry.
And I also said, you know, hey, it's good that I have you as my instructor because, you know, chicks like flying with chicks. They'll feel much more comfortable with a chick.
Oh, geez.
She's literally our daughter.
I guess when I said that, you immediately pulled out your phone and made a note.
Yes, I did. Okay. I did, actually.
Nice. So anyway. Anything else you have for me?
Well, the contrast is, of course, that for the past 48 hours, all I've heard is Brian this, Brian that, your BFF, which, as you know, I have no problem with. No problem whatsoever.
Oh, well. Well,
don't you have anything to say about Brian?
We can talk about him a little bit later. I have a few things to say about him.
This show was based initially on purely wine. It's turned into your show, which I produce. It's okay, because there are production Emmys and stuff, so I can always get an award for this work that I'm doing.
Adam, you're always telling me that I've ruined the show.
Here is a clip that I picked up a very popular podcast with two friends of ours.
Oh.
The podcast is known as DH Unplugged.
Oh, lovely.
Please have a listen.
Wait, Adam Curry and Tina have a show they do to now.
Yeah.
Which I got to tell you, it takes some serious balls. If I was to do a show with my wife, it would be, I don't think I'd do it. Let's say that.
No kidding. It's not, can you imagine him with Jill doing a podcast? All right, we continue.
Okay.
It would be rough. But they have a little wine, and they talk about a lot of wine. And now Tina is on, I think, the 75-day no alcohol.
Yeah, it's ruining this show.
Proof.
How does that work? You can't do things like that. The podcast goes on under all circumstances.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank
to me, you. I mean... Yeah, I don't know if she's into fetish stuff, I guess.
75 days, so.
75 days of I don't know what.
No drinking. So bad things are starting to happen in the markets.
I was laughing my ass off when I heard that this afternoon. I'm like, I got to clip that.
Lovely.
Yeah, they released it yesterday.
Yes. Well, apparently... I mean, well, at least, you know, Andrew is supportive. John certainly isn't.
No, John's just pragmatic like me. She's ruining the show.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's not. It's not ruining the show at all. So the wine that I am drinking, which I am doing out of solidarity for the show.
I thought you were going to bring up how we were talking about in bed the other night about the word fine. When I say I'm fine,
any man knows this is part of the third rail that we are very careful with.
So every time I say I'm fine, Adam thinks that it's a negative connotation. I said no, it all
incorrect. Stop. I'm gonna have to pause you right there. No, every single time you say fine, Adam has to roll the tape back, analyze, zoom, rotate, enhance. Was there a slight nuance in the fine? Was there a grimace in the fine? Was it actually maybe fine? Or was it fine like in fine wine? Or was it just, it's fine, only said in a different way? There's no way to accurately do that every single time.
I provided some clarity, though, for you, right?
Oh, would you please share again?
Yes, because I said, if I go, I'm fine, everybody knows what that means.
It's a lot more nuanced than
that. Wait, no, there's different ways. I'm fine, which means... back away. And then if you go, I'm fine. That means, really?
No.
I'm fine. Yes. Is,
you're so full of it. I'm fine. What is that?
Okay. That means neutral.
No. Yes. I'm fine means I really want you to do it for me, but I'm fine. I can do it myself.
No.
But I would prefer to
No, you're getting it wrong. No. It's I'm fine.
No,
I will do it myself.
No, no. That's what you think you would say, but that's not how it comes out. It sounds like, so you think you're saying, I'm fine. But no, it comes out like, I'm fine. It doesn't.
That's neutral.
Yeah, but that's neutral. But you mean, I'm fine.
No,
and it comes out, I'm fine. It's so slight. Tina, it's impossible. I need a color coding. Fine green, fine yellow, fine red.
Okay, then we'll do three of them then. I'll go.
Or how about this?
How about this? Wait, hold on. I'm fine, which means I'm not fine.
That's red zone.
I'm fine, which means.
That's orange.
And then I'm fine.
No, see.
That's green.
No, I'm fine. That means like, I'm fine. Oh, no. Nothing wrong. Nothing to see here. This would be a great game show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of She's Fine. All right, contestant number one. Listen to what she says. Did she really like meeting your friend?
I'm fine.
What do we think? Hands on buzzers. I'm sorry, time's up. But then I saw, you know, I'm only episode 4 or 5. It looks like it gets pretty crazy coming up.
What? Oh, industry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to say?
Bad sisters. Oh.
Yeah, you're all jacked about that. Oh. I like it.
Listen to you. I started watching this show called Bad Sisters.
Because you and your sisters are, I don't know, bad sisters. That's what's going on here. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to know exactly what the Indiana... The Kardashians of Northwestern Indiana are about. Go watch this show.
No, it's not true. Anyway, it's a good show. And so I watched the first 3 episodes. I'm like, Adam, you have to watch this. You will like it. You will like it. I'm like, you got to watch. And he kept saying, meh, no, meh, no.
Like a goat.
Meh. And so finally.
Hey, you're funny even without wine.
I know. So finally, he's like, all right, let's watch it. And did you like it or did you not like it?
No, I like it. Okay. But it's not, I mean, it's a chick thing. It's like everyone's out to kill one of their husbands. Like, yeah, that's really great. I love the idea that women bond together instead of passing around a stupid pair of blue jeans, they go kill one of their husbands. Yeah, I really like this idea.
Anyway, it's a good show.
No, it's a good show. So
I know because you've never been put under ever.
No, I don't know what it is. Yeah. I've never had a broken bone. This is so cute. Tina's like, we were in bed the other night. This is so wrong. You have nothing. You smoke, you drink, you don't exercise.
You don't have any aches or pains.
You have no aches, you have no pains, you're always happy. I don't like you.
I didn't say that. God, I want the old Sex and the City back where Miranda, where Miranda was with the guy and they went and ate Dunkin' Donuts. They had the glazed donuts. That episode. Do you remember that?
Yes, okay. I do, darling. What I'm trying to connect is not everyone over 50 has the kind of sex life that you and I have, like last night. Which is why I knew this would be a great show. I told you I'd do it. You double dog dared me. I told you I'd do it. It's your own fault. I remember this. Women aren't having. So,
babe,
Carrie's husband is dead. She's not having sex.
Wait, one second. Who is the target audience here?
Me.
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 Not you.
50-year-old man.
No, I'm the target audience. Do you think the 30-year-olds, the 25-year-olds are watching that? No, they're not watching that. Sorry about the language, but I also got a really nice email from my sister and she wants me to read it. So
which one?
Tony. Of course.
All so right. She what do you say, of course, Tina? What are you trying to say about Tony?
So she says, hello, sister. First, I want to say that I couldn't stop laughing at all the jokes. Hysterical. It's great to hear your voice with Adam, in which I predicted a long time ago. Remember?
Oh, okay. So it's her idea. Yes.
She goes, before I get into detail, I would like to say when I come to visit, which they're arriving next week, I will come bearing Adam's birthday gift, which I'm aware was almost 4 or 5 months ago, and some delicious treats for Miss Phoebe. Back to the story. When we talked on the phone, when I informed you that you should do a podcast with Adam, you shut that down. You said, that's his thing. Now look at you, $17 richer and full of energy. I love the dynamic of you two. The stories, the shout out. And my manager, Sarah, enjoys the show too. Always complimenting your radio voice. Press 1 for checking.
Well,
she goes, I know that you're probably cringing at my grammatical errors in this email, but I'm from Gary.
Oh, she's not from Gary. No. It's next door.
Yeah,
Gary.
Next door.
Across the town. Over. Could you hit me again on that? Because you're not doing a very good job on keeping me.
I guess I'm the barkeeper, too, in addition to a
podcaster. Well, I'm running the board, babe.
Okay. When I was single in the city in Chicago, and so I had been married. I had married my high school sweetheart in the early 80s. And
who actually gave you a huge gift.
Yes, he did. So his last name was Savage. And so when we got a divorce, I decided to keep the last name. And when we were at the divorce court and the judge goes, "You're going to keep the name?" I'm like, yeah.
Tina Savage, everybody.
It's
in the morning.
A good dating name. It's, you know, it's my marketing strategy.
It's a DJ name, baby. It's like.
So Tina Savage was
check it out. Check it out. Hey, everybody, it's Tina Savage here on Hot 100. Woo!
Hey, baby.
Yeah, you could do that. Hi, it's the Nightbird.
Hi, it's Tina Savage. It's Tina Savage. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It seems so long ago. But anyway, I kept the name because I thought, oh, my God.
That's a sexy
person. It's good for dating. What the hell? You know, why not?
Because you're savage.
Yeah, so my name was Tina Savage in Chicago, and I had volunteered at a American Heart Association event one day. I was with a really good friend of mine, and we had name tags, and the name tag, the person had to hand wrote the names. And so,
hi, my name is.
Yes. And so my name was very vertical, the way that she wrote it. And this guy had come up to me and he looked at my name tag and he's looking at it and he goes, "Tuna sausage?" From then on, my friends called me Tuna Sausage. So it kind of took away the whole Tina Savage sort of moniker that I was so proud of, and I became Tuna Sausage.
I'd be okay if you just change your name back to Tina Savage.
No, Tina Curry.
Tina Savage sounds like someone who works with fire. Fire. Speaking of reality shows, so this is here's the difference between Tina and Adam.
There's a lot.
Have you seen Kim Kardashian on the cover of
Interview?
Is it Interview?
Mm-hmm.
And this came up in discussion. Did you see Kim Kardashian? She's standing there and she literally has her blue jeans down with her ass hanging out.
Yeah, literally.
And Tina says, "Can you believe she doesn't have eyebrows?"
She blonded out her eyebrows.
Dude, her butt crack. An ass is hanging out purposely like she's ready to poop. And you're like, yeah, but the eyebrows, you know, she. This was an amazing moment.
I know.
And I just kept saying, did you see her ass hanging out of the jeans?
I was just more amazed at how her face had changed. Because she
shaved off her eyebrows.
No, they just disappeared them.
Why?
It's a look. Who knows? I don't know. Thing, it's so not thing my.
Are you gonna Are you gonna do that?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it right after the show.
Disappear.
Yeah, I'm gonna post it.
I'm gonna do it too. Disappear my eyebrows.
Let's do it together.
No
eyebrows.
You first.
Okay. I did want to mention though that you said to me about 4 years ago I did a challenge with Orange Theory, and you said, "You noticed I didn't put a ring on it until you dropped the weight."
Oh, that was.
Remember that? That
total joke.
I said, "Wait, what?"
Total joke. Had to be there.
But, I'm putting that on my list.
Hey, but listen, you know, it's like the third time. I want to get it right. I'll make sure everything's cool.
It's the last time, not the third time. The last time.
The best time and the last
there
time.
There you go, baby.
Yes, I remember.
Yes.
Yes,
I remember. He's nodding his head.
I remember. Damn it. It looks like I'm doing laundry every single day.
I've been bitching.
This is a big one. This is. How can you have 12 pairs of socks in 1 week, Adam Curry? What the heck is going on? Are you taking off your socks during the day and putting on fresh ones? Because it's like I'm doing laundry all day, all week.
Are you making?
And that was 7:18 a.m.
It was. It was not that early.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But I did do laundry.
Don't say anything to Adam in the morning, except things like, "What are you doing? How many pairs of socks are you wearing? Wir haben es gestummt. Die haben zu viel Socken an, ja? Pass in your sock papers."
Well, I must say, I feel like I'm doing laundry all the time. So what I do is I separate our clothes. And guess who has the biggest pile?
It's the man with the socks.
The man that works from home has the biggest pile.
Okay. All right. Now stop, because I'm going to tell you what's going on with that. Why is my pile bigger than your pile?
Yeah, why 12 pairs of socks in a seven-day stretch?
This I'm not quite sure what happened there, but...
No, what did you say? Sometimes I step in water and my socks get wet.
It's correct. It happened 2 times this week. I'm very annoyed by myself. Here's what typically happens. You've been working a lot during the week, like more days than typical.
Yes.
So I get up in the morning, I get dressed to take the dog out, and that's typically when I might put on a pair of socks. I know it's crazy, 18 degrees outside, and I put on a t-shirt and a sweater and whatever, and then you go to work. Regardless, before you come home, I always change and make sure I look nice for you. Is that true or not?
That is very true. Hence... the double load of Adam's socks in the laundry.
So,
the truth comes out now.
Now.
Because I'm like, what the hell? Why are there so much? I feel like I'm doing laundry all the time.
And that's then because I'll take off the t-shirt, you know, and which I've been wearing then for most of the day. I'm like, nah, I got to put it in the hamper. This is not, I'm good for wearing stuff 2-3 times, as you know. I have no problem with that. But I'm just I'm like, nah, this has to go. So that's part of it.
Okay,
so
okay.
I hope you feel really guilty now.
Not
about
at all. Now I understand. Okay, I understand. And I appreciate the...
So the thing that I keep telling Tina is there's certainly some service we can get.
Every time Adam does a podcast, none of the lights can be turned on in the house. None, because they're all on dimmers and they create this sort of buzz for him. So I'm actually cooking by flashlight because I can't turn on the damn kitchen light because it'll buzz in his pot. So I'm doing a slow burn in the kitchen as he's yapping away.
I've calculated that I walk the dog quite a bit because I'm home more than you are. But I've calculated I do close to a 4K every day. Walking, but it's close to a 4K.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I appreciate it.
How do I look?
Yeah, and you're really good at picking up the poop, too. So
I am the poop scoop meister. I have the reverse HEB bag trick down to a science. Tina has to shine the flashlight.
We always evaluate, like, oh, it's a five-dropper.
Yes, it's a five-dropper. I'm very big on looking at the poop for consistency. Dog looks healthy. Sometimes, like, whew, we need to We need to hold back on the teriyaki snack because, holy crap, dog, what's going on inside you?
I don't think so.
5,000 sats from Brian.
Oh, nice.
And he says, boost!
Boost!
That's what I wanted. Thank you. I'm going to record that. I've been waiting to record you do that.
Wait, but I go, boost.
I'm going to use that. That's great. Again, we started this show because we thought it would be fun to do and people might listen, like listening to it. And that turns out to be true so far. Sophomore show. You never know.
Yeah, we don't know where it's going. We haven't gotten our legs under us.
Well, right? we are going to get guests in. We're definitely going to have guests on the show for sure. And that will be a variety of people. Oh, man.
Oh, man. We should get my sister on here because she's got all those plastic surgery stories.
Will she divulge?
As long as she doesn't say any names.
It's like a HIPAA violation in action.
She doesn't say any names.
Your sister's she has shit on her phone. Like, look at this. Look at these boobs. Look at that ass. Oh, my God. Can you believe it?
Look at this labiaplasty.
This, by the way, is where my ears perk up. This is where I'm like. The what?
No, Ed's like, let me see.
I'm not like that at all. I'm like,
You're like,
Now, luckily, I have a lot of experience with the plastic surgery industry, so I know some things.
Dude, tell how.
Because my ex-wife was basically Mr. Potato Head. All the pieces were stuck on, you know. Like, I paid for them, too.
Mrs. Potato Head.
Yeah, but it was... it's interesting to know all the things. And, but holy crap.
But she has funny stories.
Just about the patients. Like the, crazy.
Like the doctor that she works for told a patient that she should take a bag of peas and use the peas to help with the swelling. And the woman turned to the doctor and said, should I take the peas out of the bag?
I was just trying to get to your lizard brain to activate you to hop in the sack.
Oh, that's right, because you said you had the player handbook.
The player handbook, that's right. He was like, here's how you get her in the sack. I'm like, okay, I can do this.
That's right.
And I said, hey, don't worry, I've got the player handbook. It'll be a great day.
That's right. That's right. That's I remember true. That. You told me that the first date that you had the player handbook.
I bought that thing, too.
Yeah, it was a PDF. It wasn't even a book. He's pulling it up right now.
I am.
I think you talked to, and John was disappointed that you were dating somebody because he wanted to live vicariously through your single.
Oh, no. That was horrible.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
Yeah, he didn't. No.
Because you were like, I like this girl. And he was like, no.
Yeah, although he is the one that named you the keeper. Well, the only thing that pops to mind when I was about six is I think I've told you, I'd done a deal with Mark Redmer, who used to sit on my head. It's called the sitting game. It's not fun if someone asks you to play. Want to play the sitting game? Yeah.
Sitting game?
Want to play the sitting game? Yeah. And they sat on my head. Sitting game. Sat on my head, Mark Redmer did.
You want me to tell the whole story?
Is that something that should be behind a paywall? Is that
no. No, let's see. I remember, okay, I started working at Ronald McDonald House Charities in 2014. And the CEO had mentioned in a meeting that she was having a potential donor come by and that he used to work for MTV. And I said, well, who is it? And she said, Adam Curry. And I'm like, oh, I know who he is because I remember him from MTV and remember having a little bit of a crush on him.
There it is. Mm-hmm.
And then I remember him coming in with his second wife. And all I remember is I looked over and I'm like, man, those people are really tall. Look at how tall they are. And I didn't really have a conversation with you. It wasn't until about 6 months later and we were at a donor event. And that was November 2014. And I was already divorced. And I think you were in the throes of getting ready to bail.
We just had a huge fight.
Yeah, before the coming to the donor event. Mm-hmm. And I remember coming up to you just because I wanted to make conversation because that was my role. I had to mingle with the donors and
you brought
and,
chocolates.
And I knew you were a celeb. And I was like, hey, I walked over with these chocolates that were blueberry made out of blueberries and they had a bunch of antioxidants. And I said, oh, you need to try these chocolates. They're really great. They're filled with antioxidants. And Adam turned to me and he said, with that figure, you don't have to worry about that. And I was like, whoop. And the wife was standing right next to him. And boy, if looks could kill, she would have killed him right on the spot there. And I was like, all right, douchebag, I'm walking away.
I can't believe you talked to me at all after that.
I was like, what a douche.
Could you ever go back to Busted Sausage, I will still love you exactly the same.
No, Busted Can of Biscuits, baby.
Oh, why did I say sausage? Busted Can of Biscuits sounds worse.
So when I said, hey, Adam, I lost 8.5 inches, what did you say to me?
That's a familiar length.
You said, you know what else is 8 inches?
To which Tina rolled her eyes, turned on her heel, and walked away.
Like, you are 15 years old again.
That's right. So.
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
That's right.
We got to hear from those Cocksuckers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. We have a lot of Cocksuckers. I believe we have some new ones here as well.
Really?
Although no one is asking to be decanted, but you should because we can't remember everybody. Value for value is how we like to roll with, I like to roll with all my podcasts, honestly. No creepy corporate money or commercials or anything like that. If you get any value from what we're doing, send it back to us. Go to currythekeeper.com. We have a donate page. Also, a newsletter. Sign up for that. It's funny. And you get cool pictures.
Yeah.
You get cool pictures. And you get a reminder that we're going to do the show, even though we're pretty much on track doing it every single Wednesday evening. Well, right off the bat, we start with 333,333 Satoshis from the 75 Hard Group.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Yes, this is, and Jacob represented the group
on behalf of
everybody. And they have a boostagram to go with this. Well, this is a great number on its own. It equals about $75 and is from our 75 Hard Group.
Aww.
We've been going for more than a week now, and just like the name says, it's hard. Thanks so much, Tina, for leading our group, always encouraging us and being a phenomenal person.
Aww. Oh my gosh.
How nice is that?
I love that.
Isn't that sweet? Yeah, so I got all kinds of messages like, We're trying to send a boostagram, and then different people were texting me. Oh no, Jacob's got it covered. I'm like, okay.
Jake. He's
the submariner.
He's going on a submarine in 2 weeks. And so he was questioning whether he could do both of his workouts when he's underwater.
In what world is being a submariner not 75?
Is it submariner or submariner?
I have heard from them it's submariner.
Okay.
Unless that's changed.
Jake, can you confirm that, please?
Because I remember saying submariner. They're like, no, we say submariner. I learned two things. It's submariner, and it's not gay if it's underway. That's all I know from these guys. They will all tell you that.
Well, that was really, really sweet.
Isn't that nice?
Aww, yeah, I love that.
Second-class citizen comes in with 1,800. Thank you for my decanting. I'm only a newcomer on the donating front. Been listening from the first episode and loving it.
Aw, thank you.
Dare I say, meest gezellige podcast around? You understand that. Meest gezellige podcast around.
No, I have no idea.
You know, gezellig?
I don't know what
it
means.
It's like cozy, cool.
Yeah.
Like the Dutch word.
Yeah.
So meest, the most coziest, gezelligste. Sorry. I always think I've taught you something.
No, I just know lekker and toasty hamkas. That's it. That's all I know. Which means I like grilled cheese.
What else do you need in any country?
That's all I know.
Excuse me.
I don't even know.
I like grilled cheese. 50,000 sats from Jeff Monks. And he says, question.
Yes.
Does the title keeper signify that Tina is the one that Adam chose to keep? Or is it more like she's his keeper in the sense of a zookeeper taking care of a crocodile or an orangutan? Have you listened to the show? Either way, can I get a droopy boost for my own keeper's amusement? In our case, it's definitely more of the zoo metaphor. Well, the story of Curry and the Keeper.
Mm-hmm.
We were dating?
Yes, we were dating about 3 months.
And we were going to go to Chicago to visit your sisters.
We did go to Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Was it before?
It was after. Okay. Yeah.
Right. And I was talking about you on the show, mm-hmm. Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, that's when people first found out that you had a girlfriend.
I said, I really like this girl. Didn't I say something like that? I might have said that, mm-hmm. Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John wanted you to stay single forever so he could live vicariously through you.
Oh, when I told him, he was like, oh, man. Okay. Damn. Yeah, I think he actually said, I was hoping you'd be single a little longer.
Yes,
it was so
I could
much
live
fun.
Through you.
Yeah,
yep.
And as we were talking about, I said, I noticed something. He says, she can pack a family of five into a carry-on. He says, what? I say, yeah, she's a keeper. He says, this is a very important skill. You find a woman that can do that, she's a keeper.
Yep.
And right then I said, there you go. She's the keeper.
And what I love, and we talked about this, I think, on previous shows, that people have started using that moniker for their keepers.
It's been rampant. Yeah.
Yes. And I love that. Yep. I love that. So it's the keeper.
This is Iluvushi. I love sushi. I'm sorry.
Iluvushi. They actually donated to Pastor Jimmy and Annette's Iluvushi.
Iluvushi. Hit me up, babe. I need some more of that. Clearly, I need some more. And the first one is always the top. You know what you get when you're top of the list.
Baller, shot caller, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
This is Sir Brian with an I.
Oh.
Who doesn't know him?
Yes, he's my new BFF, and he does not need to be decanted.
What do you mean, new BFF? He's been texting you for months. This is not new. And he says,
I'm helping him out.
Dear Adam, now first, a super row of ducks, 222,222
Brian, holy smokes.
Perfect. And I know he went through some trouble to figure it out, so I appreciate it.
Wow.
I recently suffered an attack from a purebred pod monster. Please help resolve this.
Oh, jeez.
And so he sent me, now this is interesting, because he sent me a screenshot.
Oh, my God.
Of a text message with you, my wife. Here's some dude texting my wife. Now, he's smart enough to keep the timestamps off because they know that this is probably, it's either probably 1 a.m. when I'm sleeping or sometime when I'm not awake.
I don't think so.
And he says, Becky the tree line hoe. No, he says tree line slut. And you say, Becky the tree line hoe, get it right. And he says, I'm going to have to clip it. I knew it was Becky, but I'm pretty sure Adam said slut. And you say, she's my dog. She's a hoe. So this is the productive conversation you have with Brian. And he accompanied that with a clip to prove that he's right.
I wonder what her dead name is.
You already told me. It's Becky.
It's Becky.
Becky the slut.
Becky the slut.
Oh, my God.
It was my fault. She is Becky the tree line hoe. But that is the resolution of this bet.
Wait till you hear from me, Brian.
Now, here's the worst part.
Oh, there's more?
He's texting me. Did you get my bit? I've got the picture. Did you get the clip? And he's like trying to write comedy for me now.
He is pretty funny. All right.
He's very funny.
All right, dude.
He's very funny.
He wants to join our 75 hard group, and I told him no. He's not allowed.
No.
They're saying that all hell is going to break loose and you're going to need a Bitcoin.
That's right, everybody. You know that sound. You know what time it is. Let's go ahead and land this plane on episode 93.
You know what? It's time for the question of the week.
Don't you corksuckers worry. Adam and Tina are going to be back with you on Wednesday.
The question of the week.
And if you do get any value from Curry and the Keeper, please share your time, your God-given talent, and your treasure. I love you, Vineyard Nation.
Stories we've threatened our kids with. I have that.
Okay, can I go first?
Yeah.
My story first.
So you nice segue into kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I only got one good one. This is my favorite.
Yes, let's hear it.
We were living in Belgium, so we had a lot of... this was the castle, yes. And Christina had always been an avid horseback rider. She did competitions. She was very serious. She got very frustrated. She had her own horse, Princess, mm-hmm. who was exactly that. So, and of course, it was always the horse's fault if something didn't go right. But anyway, so, you know, spoiled little Christina. I moved the stable for this horse into the back of the house, which is like, you know,
the back of the house.
Well, like behind the house.
Oh, okay.
Then we had 23 acres. You know, you could ride over there and the stable is here and that a big place for the horse to run around and shit and whatever he does. And we got a mule companion, Daisy. had a cough. Daisy was like 19 years old.
It had a cough?
Yeah. That old hag.
Yes.
Yeah, literally an old hag. But she needs companionship. And then one day, she was 10, 11, whatever, crap age. And she just wouldn't feed. But she was like, I'll go feed the horse. Said, the horse is hungry. Go feed your horse. You ain't got to lift.
She just wouldn't do it.
Now, you know, one of those moments.
Yes.
Like, okay, you're not going to feed the horse. I'm going to put it out of its misery. And I took my shotgun. and I walked outside. And I'm like...
So cruel.
And there's nothing like the sound of a pump action shotgun.
To get your kid to feed their horse?
She came out. No, daddy, no, daddy. And to this day, she's still traumatized. I'm so proud of myself. Now, of course, I never would have shot
No wonder she's in therapy. Probably my claim to fame, and I use this one a lot.
Now, is this a question someone sent in?
No.
We
were just talking about it, and you're like, oh, put that on the list.
Right, okay.
When Ellen and Elise used to fight, they would just, you know, kids fight all the time. I would pretend like I was calling the adoption agency for them to come and pick them up and take them.
And you would just be pretending on the
phone? Yeah, I pick up the phone. That's when we had landlines. They said,
Yes,
I'm calling. I have two daughters, age 10 and 8. And yes, I'm looking, I'm having issues with them and I'm looking for a new home for them. I wonder if they remember that. No, my poor girls. I feel so bad about
and then
that.
Would they be flipping out?
Yes, they'd be like, no, mom, no, no, mom, no.
This should be in a book somewhere. That's a, I love that one. That's good.
Yeah. Not my proudest moment.
Why? I think that's a great story.
I look back at it, it was so cruel. But you know, at the time, as a parent with young kids, you're like, yeah. Oh my gosh, you just want them to stop fighting.
You want to stick them behind the wallpaper.
Exactly.
And just paper over them.
Exactly.
Baller move. I have to say it's a baller move.
Yeah.
That's something Adam Curry would do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was a baller move.
Look at that, Brian.
Much
you're
appreciated.
Same level as Adam Curry.
Yeah, chill out, Brian. Chill out.
She can keep him in line. Everything's fine. Got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.